The Paralympics are, I suppose, the pinnacle of sport for people with a variety of disabilities, but there can be more sports involved. Could gymnastics soon be a Paralympic sport? Well, it is something which many clubs want to see happen. Zara Coote is a visually impaired gymnast. But first of all, we have with us Angela Turner. Angela, you're involved in gymnastics, and paragymnastics is your field as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. I run a disability section of City of Glasgow Gymnastics Club, where we have para gymnasts and we also have gymnasts who take part in the Special Olympics pathway. So we have classes ranging from parent and me classes, so they come in with a parent and independently explore the gym, right up to competitive classes for men's, women's and rhythmic. And that's for children and adults with sensory learning and physical disabilities.
So something there for adults, as you say, for the taster classes and youngsters as well. What do people get from it? I'm thinking different age groups.
Zara will tell you more about, I guess, the benefits that she personally gets from the sport. But I think particularly for para athletes and for those with a disability, it can be a really good way to build their confidence, to kind of demonstrate what they're capable of, but also offer new opportunities even outside the gym, things like travel, meeting lots of friends from all over the country and competing with people with kind of similar needs, similar disabilities that they might not experience in their daily lives.
I suppose there's some mental health benefits there as well. You know, being involved in something like that, the exercise perhaps helps people build their confidence, their independence too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that the girls get so much from the social side of being in the gym, having each other to bounce off of.
Now we have Zara Coote with us. Zara, how did you get involved in gymnastics?
Well, I started when I was like quite young, but my dad put me in maybe almost about 3 years ago, I think. I enjoy competitions and seeing my friends.
Obviously something you enjoy, Zara. But Angela, when someone comes for the first time, what kind of help would they receive?
Yeah, so when Zara first came into the gym, for example, we spent quite a lot of time just familiarising her with the environment. So her dad came with her for the first few sessions and we spent quite a lot of time familiarising her with the environment. Obviously finding safe routes around the gym, knowing where all the equipment is and things like that, because it's quite a busy environment. There's lots of dangers, but Zara's well aware, I guess, of where everything is now. On the individual equipment, we'll mark the equipment with chalk or we'll put a different colour down. We'll maybe tie things around the bar so she can see them more clearly. But with Zara's vision, these things aren't always that helpful. Sometimes it's just repetitions and for her getting used to like the feel of it and adapting herself to kind of the environment that she's using. Obviously, there's things that we need to think about as coaches because she can't copy us. So we always have to make sure that she can hear us, which can be a bit of a challenge in a busy gym environment. But she does a lot of things like she'll work with one of the other gymnasts. So they'll kind of help her keep on track with what we're doing. She'll bring in her phone and zoom in so she can kind of see bits of things that are happening in the gym in the background. So we really take the lead from Zara and she tells us what we can do to kind of adapt things and make sure that she can take part properly.
Zara, it sounds like a very busy place to be involved in. Give me an example of a kind of typical visit then. What kind of things do you do when you arrive?
Normally start with like warm up and stretching, and then if we have like a competition coming up, we'll start doing routines and stuff like that.
So you mentioned competitions there. Have you done a few of those so far?
Yes, I have. We do four apparatuses, and on beam and floor we have like routines that we do, like balances and tumbling and like backflips and stuff like that.
There actually wasn't really a competition pathway for gymnasts like Zara who are on a kind of para pathway, but we've made some really good links with clubs in Scotland who now have a para category in their bigger competitions. So it's not a separate disability competition, it's a competition that they run and then they include their para category, so the girls get to do a lot more competitions than what they used to.
So the competitions then are really building up then, Angela?
Yeah, absolutely. We're getting more and more opportunities, particularly in Scotland. I have to say Scottish Gymnastics have been really supportive of this project and they have been the first governing body to kind of integrate para gymnastics into their competition pathway. So that's been a big part of this. But then we're also part of a kind of working group looking to have more international competition opportunities for the girls. So there certainly are more of those. Well, we went to Norway last October and then we're going to Finland again this October.
I started off talking about the Paralympics, and this is not a Paralympic discipline at the moment, but that must be the goal.
Yeah, absolutely. So in order for it to be recognised as a Paralympic discipline, we have to have more countries involved. I think it's 36 countries we need to have to be considered to be part of the Paralympic Games. And at the moment, we're one of the leading nations, and certainly Scotland's kind of right up there. So we're hoping to get more countries involved and to create their own pathways, because that's a really important step for that process.
That must be something you're really eager to see happen. Are you quite passionate about that?
Absolutely. It's been a long time coming. I've been working on this for 25 plus years to have it kind of recognised as a Paralympic discipline and to see it in the Paralympic Games. And I think if you look at other sports that are there, you know, the big sports, athletics, swimming, they're also the big Summer Olympic sports, and gymnastics kind of deserves that opportunity to kind of showcase their talents in the same way.
Zara, if there are people listening, maybe sort of blind or partially sighted children, young people who haven't thought about trying gymnastics, what would you say to them? What's so good about it?
I'd definitely give it a try. It's quite cool because you get to go to different countries that you thought you would like never go to.
Angela, you've got a tournament coming up shortly that you're sort of raising funds for at the moment. Tell us about the tournament and what you're hoping to do.
It's a Paralympic showcase event. So we've been invited by Finnish Gymnastics because they're at the early stages of developing this discipline. So we are going to show what can be done. We're going to use the new code of points that's just been created by the FIG that's in draft form. So the girls, and we've got one boy in the team as well, they're going to test this code of points. They're going to show their routines to the kind of wider gymnastics community. And we hope building on this, then there'll be more people for us to compete against in the future.
And you're fundraising for that at the moment as well.
So we've had people up Ben Nevis. We've had Zara's dad rowing a ridiculous amount of kilometres. I think he said it was from here to Edinburgh and back twice on a rowing machine up in the gym while we've been training downstairs. And then we've got a comedy event on the 21st of September in the Social Hub in the Merchant City as our kind of final event to raise money for that.
Zara, we're hoping that maybe one day gymnastics will be in the Paralympics. Will you be there, do you think, if it makes it to the Paralympics?
I would love to be. It would be such a good opportunity, hopefully.
Got to keep practicing.
Yes.
Just finally, Angela, if people would like to find out about getting involved in gymnastics, or they'd like to find out more details about the comedy night, maybe want to get in touch with someone about it, how do they do that?
First of all, I would say that all local clubs, those registered with Scottish Gymnastics, gymnastics clubs, should take anyone who comes and wants to take part in the sport. So if someone has a visual impairment, they shouldn't let that put them off. We've been doing lots of work with lots of clubs throughout Scotland to make them more inclusive. So it shouldn't necessarily be the case that you would have to come to us, for example. Your local club should be able to provide you access to the sport. Certainly, we're able to provide support to clubs who want to kind of pursue this pathway or who want to kind of get into the competitive side. If anybody wants to find out more information, they can contact me at City of Glasgow Gymnastics Club. So it's cogg club@gmail.com.
Well, thanks very much, guys. Let's hope you raise lots of money at the event as well. And as Angela says, do get in touch if you want to find more about your local clubs for para gymnastics. For the moment, though, to Angela and to Zara, thanks very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
I would like to just mention Zara and how much of an inspiration she is to people in the sport. I mean, the things that Zara can do and the things that she's able to do in the last 3 years are really inspirational. She works so hard in the gym to find ways to do things that even I think, how's she going to be able to do that? And she finds a way around it. So she's opening my eyes to what people with vision loss or different kind of abilities are capable of.